Good afternoon. We'll be spending the next little while together. You can call it meditation. You can call it paying attention to our mind and our body. But above all, we care for ourselves, for our own well-being. And by doing so, we care for everybody and everything else. So first of all, develop a sense of recognizing, appreciating your own goodness, your own willingness to purify the mind, and the deep down inherent wish in all of us to be truly happy, free from suffering, free from obstacles. May everybody in this room be also free from all obstacles, unsatisfactoriness. May everyone succeed in finding true happiness. Once again, we develop a sense of forgiving ourselves, understanding that we're learning again and again from our mind and our body, how they function, our own shortcomings. We're learning from each other. And we let things be. And we let things be by embracing everybody, whether there are in the towns, in the countries, in the universe. We have the openness of including everything and everybody which we are capable of perceiving with an attitude of positiveness, of care, of a good wish. Then we let the mind and the body settle down. Being supported by sitting in a very beautiful and suitable meditation place, feeling the energy and goodwill of all the people around us, we develop and refine our sensitivity. Having a sense of carefulness, of looking on to something which is important, our mind, our body. We develop a sense of settling down, unwinding, relaxing, Let the body find its own posture. Keeping it upright, but also aware of the subtle sensations to refine the posture as well. Continue to energize the mind with thoughts of kindness, care, loving kindness for your own being, for your own existence. However good or bad things may be, whether in the past or right now, we only ever can find true happiness in the present moment, right now. As you focus on the present moment, as if you were looking at a beautiful star, not in a tense way, but in appreciation, in a relaxed way. We are acknowledging our thinking, but we let it be. It's not our main point of attention. We acknowledge and see where there is our resistance, whether in body or in mind. And we mainly resist unpleasantness, negativities. You feel a sense of tensing up, tension of mind and body. So we acknowledge it bravely. And by acknowledging, we diffuse the situation. Have a sense of not owning anything. You are the onlooker, the carer. Whatever stories the mind may bring up, because once you sit reasonably comfortable, the mind very often takes it as a sign, now I can even more think more comfortably. This is not the purpose. For once, try to see the stories in the mind, the reactions, the fantasies, the desperate, infantile attempts to find happiness by thinking, consider it not me and not mine, the aspects of the mind. Let it be and go to a higher state of peacefulness. Peacefulness by letting things be, letting things flow through your mind, not resisting what's coming, but especially not barring the way of things to leave, to go out. For once, we truly don't need to be involved in our mentality right now. We don't need all these faculties right now. We're not out in the world needing to do things. We are here to care, to give a rest to body and mind, to find, appreciating the peace and stillness that comes from understanding how things are and guiding yourself, ourselves, to that wonderful empty space where there's a kind of happy feeling there, a happy and relaxed feeling of less and less disturbance, because you allow the mind and the body not to be disturbed by its ordinary functions. And in that stillness, you will find your breathing. The breath comes to you naturally. A gentle pulsation. See that by embracing and appreciating your mind, your breathing, your body, there is a small sense of happiness coming, of stillness. So we stay with that as much as possible. Appreciate yourself again for this very special hour, the effort, the kindness, and appreciate everybody else. Settle into your breathing. Settle into the one-pointedness which leads you to true happiness. When negativities come into your mind, smile at them. They are not you. Smile at them and let them go. Continue to have a sense of acceptance, but also of focus. respect your bodily and mental functions, however difficult or however beautiful they are right now. Feel the in and out breathing. How it soothes the mind. If the mind wanders, be aware. Awareness alone is enough to bring it back to the present moment. So be aware what is happening right now. with an open way, not with a collective way of collecting different data, but letting the flow of our breath happening unobstructive. If thinking is predominant, be aware. Sometimes you can see what's causing it. Try to let it be as much as possible. Come back to the stillness. Refine your awareness. Be gentle with yourself. Let all your small wantings stop with the in-breath. And let all your aversions, resistance flow out with the out-breath. Come to see clearly how wanting and rejecting fuels movements of mind and body. As we are coming to the close of our time together, feel a sense of appreciation for this maturing process of our meditation. Respect yourself and others who endeavor to purify their mind. Acknowledge the sense of inner lightness, inner goodness. Bring to mind your parents, your teachers, whether Sangha or lay, all the many monks and nuns you may have encountered, anyone who has helped you to come to this point in your life right now, many, many people, many, many circumstances, may they all be happy. May they receive our gratitude, our love, our respect. We also bring to mind people and situations which have been difficult. Very often they are our best teachers. We can look into ourselves. Many things we don't see. Maybe they need to be pointed out. Or whether truly it is a situation where we need to forgive, be compassionate for anything hurtful and harmful happening to us. Do we share our meditation with beings in all realms of existence, the lower realms, the suffering of this human existence? We offer our gratitude and respect to the higher beings, but especially and foremost to the Lord Buddha. May all beings be happy everywhere. Anyone having a question? I have two questions here. One is from Germany. How can one develop sati sampajanya in everyday life? So sati sampajanya is clear comprehension. Clear comprehension is only possible if there's a certain degree of stillness in the mind, clarity in the mind. And again, if we are confused, trying to do too many things, our ability, our partly untrained mind is not able to come forward with a clear understanding. So to develop sati sampajanya in everyday life, first of all, as I mentioned yesterday in our evening talk, we try to minimize our activities as much as possible. We all have to do work, we have to exist, we have duties in your life. But be very clear what you have to do and what in addition is our endless craving for wanting to know more, for excitement, for things which are not really relevant. We all are doing it. So this is one way of keeping our mind and our understanding more simple rather than wanting to know or do everything. So have these challenges I had when I was still a lay person. When you go to the supermarket, when you go shopping, just be very aware what you want to do, accomplish it, and don't get too much sidetracked. So again, we try to be as mindful and as focused on individual activities. Hence, we need to simplify our life because we cannot possibly be fully aware of so many things going on. So we make the most important things our duty. What is the most important things? The care, the knowing what we are doing, what we are, and the understanding of what is good, purifying the mind, what is wholesome and what is unwholesome, what is skillful and what is unskillful. So having that in the forefront of our minds, may I be able not only to help myself, but to help all sentient beings, you develop a sense of purpose, of your spiritual journey, not just being successful in a worldly way, but being successful as a true human being, of a spiritually developed human being. So I encourage you to find more and more time, peaceful moments where sati sampajanya, clear comprehension, has the ability to flourish in your mind. And then the more you do that, the more you're able to bring it into the busyness of everyday life. Again and again, you can remind yourself, what am I doing? How am I doing it? What are the consequences of my doing? You may not be able to do it all the time, but every little bit helps. So this is one of my aspects of advice, both to you and to everybody else and to myself, to develop sati sampajanya, clear comprehension in everyday life. Sometimes you can just single out a particular activity and be really mindful, not mindful in a mindless way, but truly bring wisdom into it, see the aspects of it. So I hope it has helped you a little bit. There is another question here from Romania. Whose work is letting go? The doer, the knower, or is it not a work? You know, sometimes even so we need words and instructions to point us in a particular direction. To me, the most important thing is I use these words as a guideline. Now, when you sit in meditation and something is bothering you, or something is a great hindrance to you, and eventually you are able to let it go, how does it feel? There is peace there. What is the point of knowing if it's the doer, the knower, and all these other labels with which we give to a process? It is a process of cause and effect. So if we reduce the causes for wanting, the causes for getting, through wisdom, by seeing that there is no end of getting and wanting, seeing how the mind is very often tired of continuing trying to find new venues of getting, whether it's even on the thinking level, then the process of letting go is happening, of emptying yourself. And by this emptying, you feel a sense of peace and also more clarity. So you can say, the knower, the doer, all of it is letting go. In the end, all has to go. Whatever you know, whatever you think you know, whatever you think you are, ultimately, it will vanish. So I congratulate you that you are in the process of investigating, letting go, and being serious about your meditation, your cultivation, caring for your mind. Are there any other questions from our people here? Any contributions? So then please have again a sense of happiness and goodness which fills this room, which we share with all our Dharma brothers and sisters around this world. May we all continue to grow in wisdom, in love and understanding, and also in forgiveness. If anyone likes to come and speak to me personally here, you are very welcome.